The Ambrosial Song of the Beautiful Lord, Sri Krishna. Chapter 13 of the Bhagavad Gita. Prakriti Purusha Vibhag Yoga. The Field and Its Knower. The One Absolute Truth realized as the indwelling Divine Spirit. Text 1. Arjuna said, O Keshav, I wish to know about material nature and the living spirit, the field and the knower of the field, knowledge and that which ought to be known. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Blessed Lord Sri Krishna replied, O Kunteya, this body is called the field of action, and the observer who dwells within the body is called the knower of the field by those who know him. You should know that I am also the knower of the field within all fields. O Bharat, I consider knowledge of the field and of the field knower to be true knowledge. What this field of activity is, and what its nature is, what transformations it undergoes, and what causes them, who the knower of the field is, and what his influence is. Please hear in brief about all of this from me. Rishibir Bahuda Gitam Chandobir Vivide Pritak Brahmasutra Padesh Cheva Hetu Madbir Vinishchite. Arjun, each individual aspect of this knowledge has been recited by the sages many times in many ways, in many different kinds of sacred Vedic hymns and the aphorisms of the Brahma Sutras, especially provide detailed reasoning which supports definitive conclusions in regard to this knowledge. The great elements, egoism, the intellect, the unmanifest, undifferentiated material nature, the 10 senses and the mind, the 5 objects of sense perception, desire, aversion, pleasure, pain, consciousness, willpower, and the sum total of all these combined, this is a brief description of the bodily field of activities and its transformations. Humility, honesty, nonviolence, forbearance, and simplicity. Obeying and serving an exemplary spiritual teacher. Cleanliness, stability, and self-control. Rejection of the objects of sense pleasure. Absence of egotism. Observance and remembrance of the evils of birth, death, old age, disease, and pain. Non-attachment to or non-association with spouses, children, home, and the like. Constant even-mindedness in desirable and undesirable circumstances alike. Divine union with me in unalloyed and undeviating devotion. Frequenting or inhabiting a solitary place. Dissatisfaction with the ways of the general mass of worldly society. Constancy and awareness of the super soul. And always keeping in sight the goal to be attained by cultivating knowledge of the truth. It is thus declared that all of this constitutes true wisdom, and anything which is contrary to this is ignorance. Arjuna, I shall now explain the goal of knowledge, knowing which one attains immortality. It is the Supreme Brahman, who is beginningless and is said to be beyond both being and non-being. His hands and feet are everywhere. His eyes, heads, and faces are everywhere. His ears are everywhere. And he is omnipresent, pervading everything in this world. Sarvata panipadam tat sarvatokshi shiro mukham sarvatak shutimal loke sarvam avritya tishtati. He appears to utilize all sense faculties, yet he is free from all sense limitations. He is devoid of attachment to anything, yet he is the support of everything. He is untouched by the qualities of material nature, yet he is truly the only enjoyer of them. The Supreme Spirit is both outside and within all living beings. Subtle, beyond comprehension, and situated both far away and very near as well. He is undivided, yet situated as if divided among all beings. He is to be known as the sustainer, the devourer, and recreator of all beings. It is said that he is the light within all luminaries, indeed, beyond all darkness. He is knowledge itself, the faculty of knowing, and the knowable, situated in the hearts of all beings. Thus, the bodily field of activities, knowledge, and that which is worthy of knowing, has been briefly described by me. Understanding these, my devotee comes to me. Arjuna, know that matter and spirit are both beginningless. And you should also know that all the qualities and transformations of matter are certainly produced by material nature. Material nature is said to be the cause in regard to the agent of activity, the activity to be performed, and the instruments used by the agent to perform the activity, the senses. Spirit is said to be the cause in regard to the experiencing of an activity's effects of pleasure and pain. In truth, the soul situated within material nature has a dreamlike experience of the qualities born of that nature. An attachment to those qualities is the cause of his births in good and evil wombs. And the Super Soul, Paramatma, the great Lord, who is the overseer, permitter, supporter, and actual enjoyer, is also within the body. He is declared to be the indwelling Supreme Spirit. Ya evam veti purusham prakritim cha gune saha sarvata vartmanopi na sabuyo bijayate. One who thus knows the truth regarding the spirit and material nature, together with its qualities, will not take birth again, regardless of its present condition of life. Some perceive the self within themselves through the self-effort of meditation, dhyana yoga. Others through the method of acquiring knowledge by means of observation and experience, Sankhya Yoga, and still others perceive the self within themselves through the performance of selfless action, Karma Yoga. But even those who do not know this truth, who take to worshipping the Supreme Lord after hearing about him from self-realized seers of this truth, they also certainly transcend the cycle of birth and death by dint of their faith in what they have heard, the Bhakti Yogis. O best of the Bharats, Bharatar Shabha, you should know that inasmuch as anything whatsoever in existence, animate or inanimate, has a beginning, it has arisen from the union of the field and its knower. One who sees the Supreme Lord dwelling alike in all beings, who sees the imperishable within the perishing, he truly sees. The person who sees the same Lord equally present everywhere does not degrade himself by his mind. Thus he goes to the supreme destination. And one who sees that all the activities of the material field are performed entirely by material nature, and that he, the self, is thus not participating, truly sees. When he perceives the various separate states of existence of all beings as situated in the one Supreme Spirit and expanding from him alone, he then attains the state of Brahman realization. O Kaunteya, Arjun, because this imperishable Supreme Self has no beginning and no material qualities, even though he is situated within the body, he neither performs actions nor becomes tainted. And similarly, just as the all-pervading ethereal sky is never tainted by the atmosphere due to its subtle constitution, the self abiding within the body, being a partial expansion of the Supreme Self, is also never tainted by the material nature under any circumstances. Just as the sun alone illuminates the entire universe, so does the resident within the body illuminate the entire field. Those who perceive through eyes of divine wisdom the difference between the field of the body and the knower of the field, and who know the method of liberation from material nature, such persons go to the Supreme. Thus ends the 13th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, entitled The Field and Its Knower, the one absolute truth realized as the indwelling divine spirit, the Paramatma, Supersoul.